News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Eamon Ryan, Green Party leader and Minister of the Environment, Climate, Communications and Transport, joins us now. Good morning to you, Minister. The National Demand Management Strategy is going to change a lot of things around transport going forward. Can you give us an overview, please?
I will, Ciara. This is a long-term strategy, and it is to tackle the transport emissions, which are one of our biggest challenges when it comes to tackling climate change. And we need to do that. Our world is burning. We have to act fast. But it's also there to help us tackle the gridlock, the congestion which a car-dependent system has created. So this is not anti-car or not against the motorist, but it's trying to improve the transport system for everyone so it flows freely, so we get a shift towards public transport and make it safer to cycling and walk. And also then I would say thirdly, in doing that, we bring real benefits, improving health, improving sense of community, improving our towns and cities. So the government is going to put out to public consultation, so it's up for discussion for the next 3 months, a detailed plan which sets out 35 actions that we may look to take. In my mind, the primary decision, first of all, is around allocation of road space so that we do make it quicker for the buses to get through, we make it safer, we make it a more effective and efficient public transport system. But there are a whole range of other measures, switching our freight system so that it reduces the volume of traffic, better planning, better coordination so we bring life back into the centre of our villages, towns and cities, and that we reduce the distances we have to travel.
And as a vision, that sounds good. I don't think anyone would argue about the need, very few people would argue about the need to reduce emissions, and maybe in one of the ways of doing that will be changing our road usage to some extent, how we, moving people out of single use vehicles sort of idea. But what will it mean? I know you have said that this is not about adding additional costs onto motorists, but that certainly may well be the upshot of it. For example, in the Irish Times this morning, Kevin O'Sullivan has said that in his view, congestion charges are now inevitable going forward. Would you agree with that?
I don't think anything is inevitable, first of all. We need to give real flexibility, particularly to our local authorities. A lot of the decisions here will require local government to implement new demand management plans. And we have to keep flexibility and keep responsibility for local decision making at the local area. We will have to, as we switch to electric vehicles and as we switch towards public transport, we will reduce, and the tax take that comes from the likes of excise duty on fuels and so on will reduce. And yes, in the long term, we will look at mechanisms where we could both have the tax from our system to help pay for the whole transport system, but also send signals that would lead towards this more compact, better transport system.
Okay, because that is the main fear I think that a lot of people would have. They would have that they would be penalised. There'll be stick as opposed to carrot. They'll be penalised in some way, and they won't have real alternatives, and therefore they have no choice but to be penalised because they can't change their behaviour because there is no public transport in their area or whatever way they travel. And we do have a situation where lots of people travel long distances. We have a lot of urban sprawl in this country, and some of that is down to policy of previous governments and planning and the cost of houses and stamp duty and all of that in the past. So people live in Tullamore and commute to Dublin. So you're saying that these measures that will cost people more, and some of them that are suggested are like congestion charges, road usage charges, so the more you drive, the more you pay, weight of car charges, those kinds of things. Are you saying they won't be brought in till there are viable alternatives for people to get out of their cars and take active transport or public transport?
We are about to make a massive investment in new public transport and walking and cycling infrastructure. And that's in rural as well as urban Ireland. We have a huge increase in rural public transport, which has been hugely popular. We're about to do the same with Bus Connects projects in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Waterford, Limerick, and major investment in our rail infrastructure. And all that is going to be transformative, and that does have to come first.
As I say, it's a very broad visionary document. Can I ask you a few specifics? You mentioned better rail links. Duncan Stewart, who would be generally on the same side of things as yourself, an environmentalist, has been scathing of Metrolink, saying it won't deliver for Dublin, that it doesn't link up with other rail networks, that it is going to have huge carbon emissions from the tunnels, and that it is a waste of money and the wrong plan. What would you say to that? This is other environmentalists saying this is the wrong way to go.
I don't agree with Duncan. He's entitled to his view. It presented at the Metro Oral hearing yesterday. I agree more with the Dublin Commuter Coalition, who represent a lot of the people commuting in our city. And they say that this has actually been in the planning for decades and we need it now. I also agree with the Dublin Chamber of Commerce and the many other people who've made representations saying we need to build it now. We've been for decades thinking about it. And some of the alternatives Duncan talked about, I've been hearing for those about 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't believe they're the right choice. I think the Metro is an important project, only one of the variety of different projects we need in Dublin. We need similar investment in Cork, Galway, Waterford, Limerick. We have to, part of this better balanced transport system is not just everything happening in Dublin, everyone driving up to Dublin, everyone coming to Dublin. We need balanced transport in our other cities, and they need rail investment as well. But we do need the Metro.
Minister, there's talk in here of tax based on the weight of cars. I presume that's to try and I suppose capture SUVs and things like that. But electrical cars, EVs, they're very heavy. The batteries are very heavy. Are they going to now be heavily taxed?
The tax system will come with the budget in terms of any kind of changes. And each year we do vary in terms of VRT, our excise duty, our benefit in kind. And every year in the budget, there's always tweaking and changes to that. EVs are not taxed as heavily. That we give very significant subsidies because we do need to switch. There is a real fundamental problem. Our world is burning. Climate change is accelerating before our eyes. EVs are a key and valuable part of the solution. We're incentivizing that, A, through the tax system by making it cheaper to buy the cars, B, in terms of rolling out charging infrastructure so that people are able to make sure that they do work.
And maybe lastly, on a separate note, obviously there's been a change of leadership in Fine Gael, and I know that you have said that you want to see the government run its term, that you can work with, you know, Simon Harris and all of those things. But I'm thinking of Leo Varadkar, and I'm thinking of him standing down. And there has been a lot of talk about Leo Varadkar looking burnt out, almost broken. His resignation speech, he was visibly emotional during it and said more or less that he couldn't go on. He wasn't the man to lead Fine Gael. The burnout of young politicians now, the toxic environment in which politics is practiced these days, would you say that is having a detrimental toll on the health of politicians and indeed on politicians sticking with the job?
I think it's having a toll on all our health. I think some of the nasty stuff you get in social media diminishes us all, not just politicians.
You get a lot of it, Minister, with respect. I've seen it.
Yeah, I know I do. But listen, you need a thick skin in politics. I don't have a problem with that. But can I just go back on what you said just there? I think the Taoiseach Leo, in his speech, he was emotional, which is absolutely appropriate because he was stepping down from the highest office in the land. And it's a proud moment and he's a proud record. I just slightly dialed down that burnt out, or I think to a certain extent it was.
You don't agree with that assessment?
Well, I think it's a very healthy thing in politics where people say, well, you know, it's a kind of a rational assessment. You know, he'd always said this, that, you know, he wouldn't be in politics beyond his 50. My sense is that's not a bad reflection on Irish politics. That's actually a sense of irrationality, a saneness in Irish politics. It's not all about me. It's not all about me having to be there forever and a day. I thought it was quite a healthy exhibition of...
You wouldn't
of kind of
follow suit yourself at any point?
No. The world is burning. I'm absolutely determined that we do everything we can to try and avoid that. And that does drive the Green Party, myself included, to make the changes we need to make.
Eamon Ryan, Green Party leader and Minister for the Environment, thank you for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.